Two-man game, TMG, get the news fast, AMG, game of two boxes, name two boxes that hit as hard as this. Yeah, we're cutting to the truth, no, there ain't no narrative. Eyes up on the cup this year, hear the stadium erupt this year. For my team, TMG.
I need another one over 46 and a half. German thing. Don't worry. £50.
Don't listen to all that. Don't watch that.
Quick turnaround. But don't do that if you're broke. Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is after a 2 month break. You know, life has been lifing. But TMG. We're back.
We're back and we're better. Jinx, touch wood. Can't speak, my boy. This is like a reboot. You know, new surroundings, new environment, new energy.
Energy is important, man.
The only thing that's the same is the same old TMG boys, but is it? We're the new shape.
New shape, man.
New shape. I just came back from Motspur Park today. Shout out my boy, Mui. M8.
He's doing big things, man.
Signing date. Let's get it.
Doing big things. Back to talking sports, back to being in the business of, you know, nitty gritty, making predictions, understanding what's going on in the game, talking about what's happening. You know, before we had the podcast, City were unbeaten. Before we took the break, City were unbeaten. Now they've lost the whole of November.
They've lost whole of November. They lost four games on the bounce in the Prem. They've lost, I believe, six of the last seven games. Pep is on unprecedented runs for the wrong reasons. People are coming for Pep's legacy. Wow.
No win November. And then the boys slot. Flip, turned it around. Won 9 of the last 10. They've only defeated this season is to Nottingham Forest. Wow, what a turnaround this season that it's been for Liverpool. Then you've got Chelsea, you know, from the ultimate pretenders with guys like a team that full of misfits, £1 billion squad. It's actually looks like a decent outfit. And you can't forget the boys in North London, the boys in red, Arsenal.
The boys back in town.
Dealing with injuries this season. Been a bit shaky, but, you know, they've got world-class performers in their team, apparently. And they've been delivering, isn't it? Delivering what they can recently. Obviously, they had a blip in the season where, you know, guys were injured. Guys were not performing to their normal standards. Your boy, old guard was out. Rice has been dealing with injuries. Saka's been dealing with injuries. But it's the business. This December period, you know, is when the boys are separated from the men. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the real true colours. That's really on the Premier League front. And on the NBA front, you know, as always, dominated by the same guy. The 39-year-old, soon to be 40-year-old. He's been dominating the storylines.
The Wash King.
Been awful recently, you know. Seen some interesting stats about him.
Talk to me.
We'll go into that in some detail. And then on the boxing front, we had the Berdibuev versus Bivol fights. Mm-hmm. We've had
Jake Paul Tyson,
which is very interesting.
The biggest finesse.
Yeah, Tyson stole that. And then we have Usyk Fury part 2 coming up. Did we talk about the bar, Joshua? I think we did. We did talk about that before we took a hiatus. That was shocking, man. That was one of the worst performances. I don't know where it goes from there, but, you know, Joshua always, it's always good to talk about that.
After them bruise.
And then what else? I don't know. What else in the boxing front? There's not been much action on the American side of the... A lot of it inactivity, you know.
There's been a lot of inactivity right now. Yeah, American side of boxing hasn't really shown much. We're waiting to see. Andre Vontae's fighting in February against...
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
He's fighting against a guy, I believe, the weight below is a champion, a new champion. It's a nothing fight.
That's your boy, man.
He's messing around. He needs to be fighting real guys, and it's annoying. Hopefully, we can get the Shakurs and the Devin Haney's and the Teofimo Lopez's, them guys there, but... with all the right, with the Ryan Garcia Devin Haney thing going on as well, Shakur struggled his final fight. The American front has gone quiet, really and truthfully. like I said, it's the Europeans, really. You bet to be having Bivol, Usyk and Fury. Who's that? Cruiserweight. Oh, there was the Mexican against Cannibal and Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Middleweights, I believe, is some of these Europeans that are winning. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait, did Bill and Smith lost?
He lost to Zelda Ramirez.
Wow. Flip. After he stole the... Well, he didn't steal the bait. He beat... what's the guy? What's his name now? Okolie. Okolie's career is kind of like...
In the British dust, yeah, that he beat him, yeah.
It's tough, man. They lost all the belts. Now it's Jay Opat... Is it...
Opataya.
Opataya. Good, quite
not,
good.
Not European, he's... I think
it's just New Zealand, Australia. Yeah. Like,
down under.
So there's a... That's what the belts are, which is very interesting. Yeah. It's quite interesting to see.
It's reason.
What's happening? But... This boxing for you, man. It's in a strange place, interesting place. Hope it improves. Hope it improves, but who knows?
We'll get there.
Who knows, man? Anyway, back to let's be structured today. Let's be structured. Let's start with the Premier League. Let's talk with football. You know, in fact, I didn't prep you for this. So I'm gonna start with this. We'll talk about, you know, one thing someone was talking to me about was best player in the world right now. You know, and we normally don't really have this discussion. We try to be more intellectual, you know. We try and talk about the Thomas Millers and the man guys there, but...
We have discussion sometimes.
We have some Who's the best player in the world right now?
Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri.
He's the Ballon d'Or winner. He's the Ballon d'Or winner. Obviously, I'm assuming we're not counting because he's injured, but he might even build his case even further because look at what's happened. He's been out of the team and Man City have capitulated.
Yeah. So there's a patent absence.
Did we cover his Ballon d'Or win? I don't think we did.
We didn't cover it. This happened when we were on a little break.
I personally feel he was deserved to win it. I think he should have won it last year. I think we put another strong case, especially the Euros as well. He's a deserved winner. I don't know why people are crying about.
I think they're crying because Vinny. I think it's the law of Real Madrid, and Vinny won the Champions League and he scored vital goals in those games.
Yeah, he won the Champions League. Roger won Euros and he got to the Champions League semi final. Vinny in the Copa America.
Oh, it was awful. Absolutely awful.
It was doo doo.
And he hasn't even got double figure goals for Brazil. So that's.
Yeah, that's I told you before. I'm convinced by Vinny. I give credit to the Champions League. Maybe because. For Brazil, he doesn't do it for me at all.
He doesn't do anything. That's why they still rely on Neymar. They're still calling for Neymar to come back, you know?
Yeah, Vinny.
For the national team.
Nah, man, I'm not.
To be fair, what I will say is that, you know, the national team plays a part in world best player, especially when there's a big international tournament. So if you stink in those tournaments, in those seven games, you have no case. Like, I would even say Jude has more of a case over him in terms of He had some standout moments in his international moments, and
he did.
And they what? Well, they got to the finals, whereas Brazil didn't even get.
Did they finish third? Probably finished third, didn't it?
Did they finish third? Did they get to the semis? I don't even think they got to the semis.
Did you finish third in the Ballon d'Or?
I think he did. I think he may have finished third, or was it Mbappe? I don't even know. Mbappe had no case, just to let you know. Absolutely no case.
It was Rodri, Vinny, Jude. Carvajal, Haaland. Yeah.
Carvajal finished fourth.
Because he won Euros, I think, didn't he?
Carvajal, wow.
He was in World Cup. Lautaro Martinez.
Do you know they won a game without him playing?
Tony Cruz.
They beat France without him playing, just to let you know.
Tony Cruz, Harry Kane, Phil Foden, Wurtz, Ulmer. Lookman, top 14, Nigerian. Hold on.
Well, Foden was what, 11th? Yeah. Crazy, he's been awful this season. No goals, no assists.
Someone said in my chat, this might be the first time the PFA player of the year has got no goals and no assists by December.
They didn't see Hazard. 14, 15?
Robert him.
15, 16. He was all... Hazard got like two goals.
Did he win PFA the year before?
He won PFA the year before.
Damn, Hazard, man.
Fab, this is... Foden season's poor, but what I will say is that a lot of the guys... What I will say is that Foden was good post-Christmas last season in the business end of the season. So, I don't know. I want to see the full body of work. He's been awful to start the season. And maybe he's just not... Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just on a terrible runner form. He needs someone to reignite him. But some of the guys that people rate, they've been awful post-Christmas. Like, there's a guy that in North London that guys love, but he has been awful at the business end of the season year in, year out. Often gets injured or blanks off. But we'll talk about that another day. What I really wanted to discuss is that, you know, you talked about that list there. How far down the list before you got to Mbappe?
Mbappe's not, he's not a near right now. But he was sixth.
Sixth. This is supposed to be the time where he's the best player in the world.
He's going for, he's finding it hard to adjust. Sometimes, unfortunately, these things take their time.
They're telling me that, you know, he's beyond Henry. Would you say that now?
I feel it's very close. It's nip and tuck, but I feel if once he gets the Champions League, I think that'll put him over the edge.
So if they win the Champions League, he's over.
Like, assuming he plays a decent
role. He has to play a decent role, but at this moment of time, do you not think that he's been quite disappointing?
Oh, he's been poor.
It's 26, he's about to be 26 for the guy that we know.
Is he 26 already?
I think he's about to turn 26. He's 25.
He's 25, about to turn 26. December.
So it's about to turn 26. 30th of December, isn't it?
20th.
24 is not the same as my guy of LeBron. LeBron is the 31st.
It's not even about some neighbours, but he's been very poor. Very underwhelmed.
Very poor. Very poor.
Especially in that little performance, he was getting done by Conor Bradley. My main issue with Mbappe is he's not adapting to the striker role as quickly as I thought.
They're saying that Vinny might have to play down the middle.
I don't know why this has become such an issue and why the players are so inflexible. They should be able to dovetail. Obviously, it could take some time, but they should be able to swap in and out.
It's because of the spacing. It's spacing and angles. You know, from the left wing as a right footer, the angles and opportunities are wider for you. A lot of players can't play. They can only play from, they have to see more. As a striker, you have to play with your back to goal.
Obviously, there's back to goal elements of it, you know, and you're playing against two players. There's, one.
But it's back to goal. They don't really play in behind football anymore. Intricate 1-2 passes, they don't have enough space to operate in. When you're playing out wide, you have more space to operate in. You're isolating people. You can cut inside onto your right foot, get a shot off. You're not really played to cross. These days, you have an overlapping fullback that can cross. You can't come inside. You're more of a goal threat. You can attack the ball from the other wing better. Have more the view of the pitch is wider from the left wing than it is from striker. What changed it is really the winger being a goal scorer. That's the evolution of Ronaldo and Messi, because they were wide men that could score, and the generation below them saw that wide men scored goals. So why wouldn't you want to be a wide man that scores goals? Mm-hmm. That's why we have a lack of number nines, because we were trying to produce strikers. But if you're an attacker, you want to be a winger, you want to be a cam, because that's what you saw. Now, people don't want to play the striker position because it's seen as a foil for the wide man. The wide man is the main goal scorer. The striker is a man that holds up. You play a false position in terms of attacking. Unless you're a true big man. And Mbappe is not a Haaland. He's not a Lukaku. He probably sees them as strikers. And he's like, I don't fit that mold.
David Villa and McLaren did it. And Chiquita and Hernandez, they're not big. And
yeah, but it's a different role. Those strikers play in a different mold. I don't think Mbappe sees himself. Mbappe sees himself like, oh, Henri. Henri was, okay, for example, the mold of Henri. Henri was a striker. I could do multiple things, but Henri often drifted to the wings. He often wanted to see the pitch like from different angles. He sees himself like that. He doesn't see himself as a man that plays back to goal, turns in, runs in behind. That's not his. He doesn't see himself like that. One thing I did see is that people said that, you know, him playing with Neymar has hindered his development, because he wants to do and play in the same pockets of space that Neymar played in.
Yeah, he's not that type of player.
But he's trying
to date. I mean, he sounds like he probably can improve, but he's maybe trying too hard. That's what Everest said as well. I think Everest is probably the most popular person to bring in that opinion. Said that he spent too much time trying to be like Neymar, receiving the ball to feet all the time, not running behind, which is what made it dynamic, which gave him the edge. Like Neymar's ball mastery and intricacy and vision and touch, both feet.
Neymar's clearly one of the... He's the most underrated player of the 2010s. That's no, what
the most underrated player is Thomas Muller, mate.
No, no, he's the most underrated player from the Chinese.
Maybe he's not the most
because he's the third best player. He was the third best player of his era. Yes,
is Iniesta in his era?
No, this is, we're talking the 2010, the whole 2010s. Iniesta was not around in the 2020 years. Over the whole 2010 period,
Suarez
got a case.
Fair enough.
But I think Neymar was the third best player of that 2010.
Yeah.
You got guys like Hazard, Bell that were around in that era. Robin, Ribery. Who can you else would you say? The maybe Lam.
No, Lam wasn't that era.
Lam is that era. When did Lam retire? 2018. Lam won the World Cup.
When did Iniesta retire? Lam won 2014 World Cup. When did Iniesta retire?
He won the 2010 Iniesta retired last this year.
World Cup. Lam finished like around that 20. I think he finished at 2016. Lam finished early.
Are you sure? Let me check that.
I can see him coaching though if he wants to.
I don't think he wants to because he knows the pressures. Let me check Lam.
No, not necessarily being the manager, but I see him being part of the coach.
Lam is 41. Flip.
You retired from Germany 2014. I retired from Bayern Munich 2017 actually.
Yeah, 2000. Okay, let's take him out. Let's say, all that 2020 of those attackers where you had Bell, Hazard, Neymar, who else was there? There's other guys in there. Neymar was the first. I believe he's the third best. I think he's beyond Suarez. He's beyond Benzema. He's beyond those guys. Yeah. I don't think he gets the accolades for what he was, and he's a last of a dying breed because his flair, his creativity, his moments of magic. We don't have those players anymore.
No, we don't.
We don't. So, trying to compare yourself to a Neymar, Mbappe will never reach that kind of level because Mbappe's game is was built on devastating pace, moments of just sheer brilliance that only he can do. It's not like, oh, I'm Neymar, I can do a flick, I can do this pass. His moments are all dependent on himself. Do you get what I mean? It's an electric peak moment of pace. He gets in behind or he runs at someone. He puts the fear of God in you. He's like, how do I describe it? It's like his football is heavy metal. Whereas Neymar is like an orchestra. He's playing at the Royal Albert Hall. Whereas Mbappe is playing in like he's playing at Wembley or something like that.
He's devastating, he's explosive, he's a bang.
Yeah.
Whereas Neymar's more methodical, more stylistic, more artistic.
Yeah, so it's like it's a level of control. And then what's happened is that Mbappe doesn't understand himself. That's it. He's not understanding what made him special. He's trying to add in all these little intricate parts to his bowl, which is just not there.
Listen to the critics too much.
And if he's trying to play like this, that's why I see Vinny is a better version of him right now. Whatever he's trying to do is an imitation of Neymar. I think Vinny is I don't see Vinny as creative as at all. I just feel like Vinny's mad. It's very effective. Like he tries flair and these tricks, but to me, when he tries it, it doesn't look convincing to me.
He has a low lights of failed attempts of trying to do no look passes.
Yeah, it's
runners.
Rodrigo's got more of that than him.
Overhead kicks. Yeah, Rodrigo comes from Santos. I don't know, where does Vinny come? Where did Vinny even come from?
I don't know, bro. Let me check that. Where's Vinny? But Vinny, he tries stuff, and I'm looking at him like, okay, Vinny. Yeah,
it's not natural. It's forced.
Yeah, it's not him. Vinny's 24 though.
It's on Flamengo.
Yeah, Flamengo is not producing flary guys, man.
I believe they produce Zico.
No, not Zico was a defender, wasn't he? That's midfielder defender.
Oh wow, Zico was a Cam G.
Was it Cam? Wait, let me check which one.
The Maracana.
Okay. Yeah, you're an historian of the game. Like, yes, he is, isn't it? White Pele. Huh? Mm. Why are you calling him white? A creative playmaker with excellent technical skills. 1970s. Was he in the 1970s? What team was he in? 76.
Bruno Henrique still around. Wow.
He's in Japan at the moment. But yeah, at the end of the day, how do I see it? I say it like this. In the main fact is that, you know, Mbappe, for what he is, he's got a lot to improve on. And if this thing's going to work in Real Madrid, I don't think he's going to be with under Ancelotti as the manager, because I think Mbappe's going to need perfect conditions, because they've won before him, so they're not going to accommodate him. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's not coming into a team where they haven't been winning in a long time. He's coming into a team that has been winning. They have the formula, and he's got a lot of stars around him. Like, there's a lot of guys with egos in that team. Not enough workers.
It's true. His work off the ball is poor.
Man, but the thing is with Real Madrid, there's not a lot of guys in that team that can pick a pass out, you know, over the top, pick him out in attacking positions.
Yeah, the loss of Cruz. Really, Modric, and that's Modric.
Even Camavinga's not that kind of midfielder.
Modric's not really a long pass like that.
I think Modric can do the incisive thing, but it's not really his game. He's more deep lying now.
Pass. You can do incisive passes like Fred balls in, like little slip passes, but longer passes, that's more of what Cruz is. Cruz can pick you out 40 yards, 50 yards consistently, but lays the passes in. Modric wasn't really that sort of guy. Modric was more as an A, driving the ball forward or connecting through short passes.
But the game's changed, because those guys now are not. Where are they, man? Modric is chilling. Modric is cutting to the end of his tether. Camavinga doesn't have those kind of skills. He's more of a ball carrier, short passes kind of guy. I haven't really seen him do this pick. Jude does not have it in him. Industrious. He's a bit like Lampard in that. I'll say he's more of a Lampard type midfielder. That's how I see him. Don't really see him picking out balls or looking out for other attackers' runs. It's not really part of his game. If he happens to find you, he happens to find you, but yeah, it's not what he's aiming to do. I'm trying to think Valverde doesn't have that in his game. He's very industrious. Yeah. So they don't have that creative. That's why Arda Güler, if they do incorporate him into the team.
And Bram Diaz,
these kind of guys, but I don't see it.
No.
I'm gonna see. Maybe add strings to his bow like Salah did the further he got into his game. Like Salah can do assists now. Salah can pick guys out. I never imagined Salah being able to do that. I always thought Salah was quite selfish as a player.
Zika's 71 years of age.
That's your guy, man.
Alpha Antunes Combra. Sorry, Karen.
That's your guy, man. Zico. All those Brazilian guys. You've been rocking with them since.
Well, I can't rock with this age of Brazilians. These age of Brazilians are terrible.
You don't rock with these Brazilians.
These new shape Brazilians are terrible. No flair, no quality.
Yeah, but they've been euphonized. Europeanized, yeah.
These new shape Brazilians are just terrible.
But if the Europe influence on the game, man, that's what's happened.
Bro, maybe this is one of the cards called damage effects of Pep. Because they're just not it.
You're blaming them.
They are not it. Oh, Zika started his Brazilian career at age of 23.
Age of 23?
That's pretty old.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man, that's not it, man. They're just a pile of pants.
A pile of pants is a joke. Well, that's your guys, man.
Nah, man, these guys, bro, they are just, yeah, they're awful. No creative, no inspiration. No, it's like, what are we doing here?
But to be fair, the way I see it is this, you know, there's the game has changed to be much more, you know, the control. We're trying to control more aspects of the game, you know. Mm-hmm. So the lack of flair and stuff, people that can do stuff out there, they don't want those kind of guys, because they want it to be a very structured game, you know. They want people to fit a profile. They want to score goals. Like, it's a million-dollar business, man. There's so much money riding on this. They're trying to control every possible outcome as they can. So those guys that, you know, could lollygag on the pitch, provide moments. They're trying to get them out of the game. They're trying to control every single aspect of the game. They're doing passing patterns into the box. They're doing set piece plays. Every opportunity they are, they're trying to. It's basically to the point. It's like American football, basically, where they're trying to run plays because these managers want to have so much control because they know their job's on the line. This is millions of we can't allow things to be done by chance now. There's too much risk at play, and that's kind of ruined the product of football from not ruined the product. It's changed the product of football from what it was earlier to what it is now, because everything's a passing play. Everything's about patterns. Everything's about, you know, doing it in the manager's philosophy. Less onus on the players for delivering what they have to do, except for a certain few players that provide a level of spark. But everything else is more system driven. It's a change of the game, you know. Like Zico wouldn't flourish in today's game. They'll make him play some industrious ball. But the guys that can function within the structure and still show flair, like, i.e. the older guards, maybe a Bruno Fernandes, you can say, or KDB, they're so priceless.
That's true. One of ones.
Yeah, so priceless.
Diamonds in a rough, rare breeds. Mm. But yeah, man.
I know, we talked to football. I wanted to talk about Bronny James before we close. Bronny James and LeBron. Do you know the only reason I want to mention this is just that it's been such a big topic. I hear people talk about it all the time.
Yep.
I just wanted to see. We look at his stats now. I don't think he's averaging 1 point. I don't believe he's averaging 1 point in the NBA at this moment. He's not averaging one of anything. Rebounds, assists, he's not averaging one.
When's the last time you played
in the NBA? But it's in the G League, isn't it? Even in the G League, he's not putting up numbers. What do you think about that situation? Do you think he made the right decision to go pro, or was it a selfish play from LeBron?
Probably a selfish play from LeBron, just wanting to get him to play with his son and do something that's never been done before. I always thought you would need an extra year to be kind of somewhat ready, especially considering you had that heart problem.
Yeah.
Which basically means he missed out on his sophomore rookie year in college. But yeah, he's nowhere near ready. His stats are, I'm going right here, but I'm sure his stats are awful.
He's not averaging one of anything, I don't believe. He's not even averaging 1 point, so.
Yeah, he's just not ready.
But then LeBron wanted this to happen. LeBron asked for this. LeBron made the situation. He maneuvered the situation. It's kind of a play of him for his own legacy, kind of impacting his own child. Plus, LeBron is on his kind of waning, man. I saw a stat in his last six games, he's -75 plus minus. Like,
I remember seeing that stat at that point. His plus minus was horrible.
He's getting old, man. He's not even playing. He's giving up on defense. Absolutely giving up. Saw him strolling down the court. He's giving up. I think the whole JJ Redick thing is going okay, but they've not really had a soft schedule to date.
They had a soft schedule to start the season for the last, like, how many seasons?
Yeah, well, it's the Lakers.
They're always getting a soft schedule.
You got a soft schedule today. Winning games by chance. Schedule.
That's crazy. My finger alarm.
Oh, what? Is this when you wake up, yeah? Why is a man waking up at 9 o'clock? That's the question we need to be asking, though.
I don't know when they stopped recording. They've only stopped recording with the... You probably stopped recording with the thing. The alarm. Yeah.
Man, just woke up at... Is this the time you wake up? 9 o'clock?
Nah, I was probably napping. I wanted to wake up.
What kind of nap is that, though?
No. But yeah. Yeah. LeBron, he just put up stats.
He's a stats man now.
But he's always been a stats man. I mean, he's the Lasso.
Yeah, well, the greatest stats of all time.
Greatest stats of all time.
That's your guy, man.
He's my guy for this era. I used to be careful because if Steph wins another chip, boy.
Well, I don't think they're winning a chip. I think they're going to stay kind of stuck.
Let me check the standards, but
I think they're going to say it's above them, I believe, maybe, on record. To be fair, the season is the young boys that take the regular season.
Cavaliers 18-3.
Yeah.
So it's hard to chase them down, though. The Bucks are now with a winning record 10-9. Come on.
With the Bucks are 10-9 after that awful start. I was about to say, Giannis wanted to cut.
76ers still 4-14.
Yeah, I think they'll still make the playoffs. How far are they off the sixth seed?
They're 5 games back.
Yeah, they can still make that.
That's what we got to do, is be top 10, is it?
Yeah, top 10. What? How far are they off to 10th? I bet they're like
five games back off 10th as well, actually.
They're 5 games back off 10th?
Yeah. So 6 have already played 18 games.
Oh, they've got a lot of games to catch up.
But nigga, 7-6 have played 18 games as well. Whereas 10th have played 22.
Flip, I think the Wizards are the worst team in the league, though. I think they've only won 2 games.
2-16, yeah.
They're awful, man. The West is mad.
What after the Nuggets? Nuggets fell off.
Well, what's their record? I think Jokic was injured. Was away for personal record reasons for a bit.
Lakers are 12-8.
Yep. Thunder. So the Mavs.
Oh, sugar. The Rockets are second seed.
Yeah, bro. The Rockets are serious, bro. They got depth. They got so many young. The young boys be running, man.
And who's the coach again? The former Celtics.
Ime Adoka
proving it. Warriors are 12-7.
Yep. It's kind of bunched behind them, behind the Rockets. The Rockets and the Thunder are kind of away, and then
Grizzlies are third. Wow.
Who's third?
The Grizzlies.
Yeah, the Grizzlies have been good, but I think they're not as convincing.
Clippers are not too bad. 12-8.
Clippers, Mavs, Lakers. Who else is there? And then I think the Spurs have even got a winning record, I believe. No, they do, 500.
Yeah. The Spurs got 11-9.
They're 11-9. When we got like a...
Well, Timberwolves are flopping, they're 9-10. And the Kings are falling off after they hit...
The Timberwolves are in dire problems.
Kings have fallen off since they hit the playoffs like 2-3 years ago.
I think they've got some things to sort out. Their star player is not a real star. Darren Fox is a number two.
Yeah, he'll be a great number two because he plays defense as well.
I mean, that's what happens to a lot of teams.
And he's pretty clutch as well. Well, he was clutch a couple of seasons ago and he could shoot.
Yeah. It's kind of deep because if your best player is not really a superstar, what do you do? Do you just persevere with the team and believe that they will come good, or do you get rid? Because that's where they're basically at right now. Like, do they believe...
You got to keep going and obviously hope your front office do what they can do to get some good pieces around you. And or maybe get your co-star or star.
I feel like there's always a ceiling. No matter how... If your best player is only so good, there's a ceiling.
Yeah, but you know, you can probably construct a package where he's not your best player.
Or it's trading then.
Or you can get another guy of equal talent.
So trade him. Which is probably what's gonna happen. They're gonna trade him.
Yeah, maybe.
You know these keys, I lost them, man.
Damn.
Found them in Marks and Spencer, but someone's driven over them.
Mad. LeBron, he's still averaging 22-8-9.
Yeah, he's just averaging 22.
He'll go 49%.
Bro, he's been awful, man. But he only cares about offense because he knows that's the only stats that people bring up going forward, man.
Of course, he knows that's the thing that's going to last the stand the test of time.
Offense, they'll be like...
Same, what's his name? Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain was engrossed in stats. And that's what allowed him to last as long as he did.
I feel like I want to be inside AD's head. Does AD regret joining the Lakers?
He's got his chip.
But does he think about it? Because even though you got his chip, you're getting so much scrutiny. You're gonna get scrutiny. You've been getting scrutiny for the whole of your life, basically, since you joined. Like no matter, even after the chip, they said, "Oh, you're gonna take the leap." You never took the leap. You never took the leap. They said, "Oh, you're as good as Giannis." You never ever showed that you're good as Giannis. Flip, man.
Yeah, the injuries played its part.
You're great defensively, but that's... Yeah, you never took a leap. You never were the best player in the league. You were just always just a good guy. You were just a sideman to LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron is averaging... His three-point percentage has gone down. I remember it was near 40 at one point.
I thought it was 41%.
It's 35 now. Free throw 75%. That's what he needs to be.
He's been lacking, man. Even his vertical is looking lower, man.
Of course, the guy's 40, G.
Well,
I think that's what people need to remember. The guy is 40. Everything he's doing now is gravy years.
True, but, you know, the way he talks about himself.
Yeah, everything he does now is gravy years. I mean, he's taken another step back so far this year. Obviously, as we expect in the regular season, the playoffs we would really see. But, yeah, LeBron's 40. He's going to put up stats. I think he probably has this year and next year. I think he may retire after next year. unless you're going to wait for...
Bryce. But Bryce is like a three-star recruit, which is even worse than Bronny.
Is he not? I heard like a while back he was better than Bronny.
He's taller than Bronny. He's like 6'6".
Damn.
The real guy, like, out of all the guys that are sons, it's Cam Boozer's... What's his name? Boozer's sons are good. The twins are good. They're going to be in the league in the next 2 years.
Oh, Carlos Boozer.
Carlos Boozer's sons are good. They're good. Carmelo's son is good. Kyan is good. Who else is there? His son is good. That's coming up. That's it, man. That's it. But Kyan is good. And Cambuza's sons are good.
I don't know Carlos Boozer's sons.
He has two twins. They're good. They'll be in the league for a long time.
I like them twins that got drafted, I think, last year or the year before.
Well, Amen and Asor. They're good. Amen is good, bro. That's one of the reasons why the Rockets are doing good.
What's their names?
Amen and Asor.
What's their surnames?
Thompson.
Is one of them the Rockets?
Yeah. One Rockets, one Pistons. Is there anything you want to say before we...
That's it, really.
That's it. It's good to get back and we talked about a good topic about best player in the world, you know. I think it's something that we should reintroduce, we need to talk about it because, you know, it's not clear anymore.
Just a quick one, we could probably elaborate this next week. Mm. Who would you say the best player in the NBA is right now?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
It's Nikola Jokic, followed by Giannis and then Luka, and that's it. And after that, Shea.
Oof. TM.
Fifth.
Embiid.
Embiid is not my top 10 right now. But I've been on Embiid. Remember that time I was arguing with your Gabriel?
Yeah.
I told him, this Embiid thing, I'm happy that guys are coming. I was on Embiid from before the MVP years. I said, this guy is, why can't he get out of the second round? Why can't he get out of the second round? No one was giving me an answer to that.
I've seen this, it's crazy. You should message him. Mm. There's one video I've seen on YouTube, I haven't watched it. It says, which one's better, Lebronto or Nicola? Nicole
is deep, fam. Because even when the Denver are bad, they're still beating them, bro.
Yeah, Jokic, he doesn't. Yeah, ever since the Lakers beat them in the bubble, he's taking that personally.
Yeah, but he doesn't lose to them at all. Flip, that's actually so deep. Remember when LeBron had asked that? Oh, he never lost a first round series.
Yeah.
Boy, he lost two in like 3 years.
That's one thing I had over Jordan. All the stuff he had over Jordan are crumbling.
Because he's been around for so long.
I have
a dire hero, live long enough to become a villain, man.
That's the same longevity they used to beat Jordan with.
Yeah, I guess. Dire hero, live long enough to be a villain.
I think Charles Barkley was even saying that LeBron's played so many more games and Jordan still got more 30-point games than him.
Shit.
I watched some Jordan videos recently. Mm-hmm. Man, the guys, yeah. He's unrelenting. Even if you go back and check his rookie stats.
But it was a relentless scorer. It was just relentless.
The scoring, his attention to detail and intensity on defense. I think that's a big separate between him and LeBron. LeBron's been able to have more longevity, but Jordan's...
Who would you say is a better... If we were to defend the position with real life, who would you rather have? Jordan or LeBron?
To defend... What's the question?
One position. Who you getting? Is it depending on... Okay, I guess it depends. One if possession. It's a point goal, ISO,
if
point
it's one,
goal.
If it's for one possession, it's tricky because if there's switches and stuff, LeBron can guard bigger boys more effectively. And he can also still guard the same smaller guys, okay. Similar level to Jordan. That flexibility he has on the defensive end is very alluring.
Okay, so a 6'5". Okay, let's put it like this, okay. Kobe has come off a pick... I saw top of the key. Who are you picking to defend that? He's not calling any screen. It's ISO bucket.
For one possession?
One possession. One possession. Kobe's at the top of the key. He's spread guys out. He's got guys out there.
I'll go with Jordan.
Wow.
I'll go with Jordan.
How about James Harden?
he's a bit of a bigger body. Maybe because LeBron, the size, maybe LeBron the size thing, but if it's on like Kawhi Leonard, I'll say LeBron because it's quite a bit of a.
How about Luka? Luka top of the key, clear everyone at ISO.
Yeah, Jordan's too little for Luka.
Kyrie,
Jordan, the black cat.
How about one position to save your life? Yeah. He's doing the pick and roll. I'm trying to think of the pick.
You're saying that LeBron did get robbed of a
Harden to Capella,
defensive player of the year.
1-5 pick and roll. Who are you getting to guard that?
Which two people or one person?
It's one. One person. One person.
Oh, probably LeBron.
Do you know who I would get? Yeah. Giannis.
Are we talking about those two?
Anyone.
Oh, anyone. It's like Giannis or AD.
Giannis and AD. If it's pick and roll, Giannis and AD are nuts, man. I've seen Giannis guard the roller and still be guarding the guy with the ball, the handler. Bro.
Yeah, AD does that as well. But Giannis is getting crossed up a lot though, but then he's 6'10".
Gets crossed up. Look at crossed him. Yeah, Giannis is not a good on-ball defender. I want people to know that. And I put that on record. He's an awful on-ball defender, man. And ISOs, I don't know why people don't cook him enough.
Because he recovers.
No, people don't pull him out for the ISO, man. I remember when, obviously, I believe, one of the greatest ISO scorers of all time, Luka Doncic, crossed him up, man. Made him touch the ground, man. Done that to Paul George, done that to Kawhi, touched the ground, man.
It's crazy. But it's the TMG boys. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on all socials. That'd be the Instagram and the Twitter. Make sure you listen to us audibly. That'd be Apple Podcasts and that's Spotify. And we are out of there.
We out of there.
How many minutes was that, roughly?
It's about 40 minutes.